Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening. More and more parents are asking, how can I help my child develop innovative thinking and entrepreneurial spirit? And I have to tell you, this question makes my heart absolutely shine with starlight, because here's what the magic book taught me. When you see your 5 or 6-year-old building something unexpected, asking wild what-if questions, or combining ideas in ways that make you think, where did that come from? You're not just watching play. You're watching the birth of innovation. You're witnessing an entrepreneurial mind taking shape. And I want you to know something really important. You don't need special programs or expensive classes to nurture this. The foundation for innovative thinking is being built right now, in your home, through the everyday moments you're already sharing with your child. Let me share what research tells us, and then I'll show you how beautifully simple this really is. Dr. Kathy Hirsch-Pasek, a leading researcher in child development, discovered something wonderful. She found that playful learning, where children are actively engaged and socially interactive, leads to significantly more learning than traditional teaching methods. And here's the magical part. When children ages 5 and 6 are given opportunities for guided play, where you set up enriching environments, but they direct the exploration, their creative thinking absolutely flourishes. Studies show that this age, 5 to 6 years old, is a critical window for developing what researchers call divergent thinking. That's the ability to see multiple solutions to a problem, to think flexibly, to generate original ideas. And these skills, they're the foundation of entrepreneurial thinking. But here's what I love most about this research. It confirms what the magic book has always known. Children don't need to be taught to be innovative. They need to be A-L-L-O-W-E-D to be innovative. They need environments that say yes to experimentation, that celebrate creative problem solving, that honor their unique way of seeing the world. So what does this look like in real life? Let me paint you a picture. When your child wants to build a fort using couch cushions, blankets, and your kitchen chairs, and you take a breath and say, "Tell me about your plan," you're nurturing innovative thinking. When they mix Play-Doh colors to create something entirely new and you say, "I've never seen that color before, how did you discover it?" you're building entrepreneurial spirit. When they come up with an unexpected solution to a problem and you respond with, "That's such creative thinking, I wouldn't have thought of that," you're validating the very mindset that changes the world. The magic book showed me something else that's really important. Innovation doesn't happen in isolation. It happens through collaboration, and research backs this up beautifully. Studies found that when children combine different thinking styles, when they work together on creative challenges, they develop problem-solving skills that neither could develop alone. This is why we created stories like The Diamond that remembers every game. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover that their neighborhood baseball diamond holds memories of every creative play ever made. And when the field becomes too muddy for the big game, they have to find an innovative solution. Lucas brings his archaeological thinking, Ella brings her scientific method, and together they create something neither could have imagined alone. And here's what makes this story so special for your 5 or 6-year-old. It shows them that their unique way of thinking, whatever that is, has value. It demonstrates that innovation often comes from combining different perspectives, and it teaches them that challenges are opportunities for creative solutions. After you read this story together, you might notice your child approaching problems differently. They might start saying things like, "What if we tried it this way?" Or, "Maybe we could combine these two ideas." That's innovative thinking taking root. Now, let me share some practical ways you can nurture this entrepreneurial spirit every single day. First, create space for open-ended play. This means providing materials that don't have one right way to use them. Cardboard boxes, art supplies, building materials, natural objects like sticks and stones. When children have to figure out what to do with something, rather than following instructions, their innovative thinking muscles get stronger. Second, ask what-if questions. What if we could fly to the moon? What would we bring? What if animals could talk? What would they say? What if we built a house out of something other than wood and bricks? What could we use? These questions stretch their thinking and show them that imagination is valuable. Third, celebrate mistakes as experiments. When something doesn't work the way your child expected, instead of saying, "Oh well," try saying, "Interesting. What did you learn? What could you try differently next time?" This reframes failure as information, which is exactly how entrepreneurs think. Fourth, let them see you being creative and innovative. Talk through your problem-solving process out loud. When you're figuring out how to fit groceries in the car or planning a new garden layout, narrate your thinking. "I'm wondering if we arrange these differently. Let me try this approach. That didn't work, so maybe this will." You're modeling the entrepreneurial mindset. And fifth, provide opportunities for collaboration. Playdates, family projects, community activities where children work together toward a goal. Innovation thrives in community, and your child is learning this now. The Magic Book also taught me something about the role of confidence in innovation. Children who feel safe to experiment, who know their ideas will be received with interest rather than judgment, are the ones who keep innovating. So when your child shares a wild idea, even if it's not practical, respond with curiosity first. "Tell me more about that. How would that work? What gave you that idea?" This builds the confidence to keep thinking creatively. And here's something really beautiful. Research shows that when parents create environments that validate children's ideas, encourage experimentation, and celebrate creative problem solving, they're not just supporting their child's development. They're nurturing the confidence and skills that child will carry throughout their entire life. Your 5 or 6 year old is in a magical developmental window right now. Their brain is making connections at an incredible rate. They're developing the ability to think flexibly, to see possibilities, to imagine what could be. And every time you honor their creativity, every time you support their experimentation, every time you celebrate their innovative thinking, you're building the foundation for an entrepreneurial spirit that will serve them forever. So tonight or tomorrow, or whenever you have a quiet moment with your child, try this. Ask them to show you something they've created recently. It might be a drawing, a block tower, a story they made up, anything. And instead of just saying, "That's nice," ask them about their process. How did you decide to do it that way? What was the hardest part? What are you most proud of? These questions tell your child that their creative thinking matters, that their innovative process is valuable, that their unique way of seeing the world is a gift. And if you're looking for more stories that celebrate innovative thinking and creative problem solving, the Book of Inara has so many beautiful options. Stories where characters combine different talents, where challenges become opportunities, where thinking differently leads to breakthrough solutions. These stories don't just entertain. They plant seeds of possibility in your child's imagination. You're doing something really wonderful, you know. By asking how to nurture your child's innovative thinking, by being here and learning, by caring about their development in this way, you're already giving them one of the greatest gifts. You're showing them that their ideas matter, that creativity is valued, that thinking differently is something to celebrate. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, celebrating your beautiful journey together. Until our next adventure, keep nurturing that innovative spirit, keep celebrating those creative moments, and keep being the wonderful parent you already are. With love and starlight, Inara.